Hello, everyone, and welcome to a new Sex Drawer Review. Today's product is the Rico 73.68-pound life-size sex doll, Japanese silicone sex doll from AeroVenus. So this is going to be the second of the AeroVenus Max series dolls that I've reviewed. And the thing is they pretty much all have the same body, so I don't need to review the whole doll. Now, I already reviewed the Kelly doll, right? Rico has the same body as Kelly, and you can tell because of the weight. So Rico is 73.68 pounds. If we go to the AeroVenus Max series, all right? So Charlotte, 73.68 pounds. Hazel, 73.68 pounds. Rico, 73.68 pounds. They all have the same body. So Rico is obviously the Max series, same body, different head. I do appreciate the glasses. I have a thing for girls with glasses. But since I've already reviewed the body, let's just look at the head specifically. All right, so this is Rico with the Hot Kitty Aria torso. I just want to show you the Hot Kitty Aria torso as well as the AeroVenus Max torso, which is what she normally comes with, just to show you that they're completely compatible. So let me just back up. You can see the head and the body are completely proportional. The Hot Kitty Aria torso is based on a real woman, so it's not like scaled down. It's not smaller, you know, for anime body pillow size. And the thing is, even though the Rico head is for a different body, this is the same color. Like, you can look at the head. I mean, I guess there's a slight color difference, almost imperceptible. But the head and the body are completely compatible. Now, the Hot Kitty Aria torso, it's not advertised to be head compatible. But if you order it with the hanging hook, they put the threading in the neck, which makes it head compatible. So if you get the Hot Kitty Aria torso, it fits all the heads, just like the AeroVenus Max body. But it's 20 pounds lighter. So I actually prefer the Hot Kitty Aria torso. So I wanted to show you Rico with Hot Kitty Aria, although I will show you with the AeroVenus Max as well. This is Rico with the AeroVenus Max series body. This is her standard body, the one she comes with when you order on the website. As you can see, it looks a little bit different than the Hot Kitty Aria torso. The boobs are more round, less teardrop shaped. But still very nice, very soft and voluptuous. I've already reviewed this body as part of the Kelly review. So if you want my review of the AeroVenus Max body, you could check out my Kelly review. But this one, you know, like, this is what it looks like, okay? Comparing it to the Hot Kitty Aria, the main thing is the boobs are a little bit rounder and more perky, less teardrop shaped. And the hips and the butt are much bigger. And the torso also weighs about 20 pounds more. It's over 70 pounds, whereas the Hot Kitty Aria weighs about 50 pounds or so. So it's about 20 pounds lighter. So I appreciate that. Plus, I'm more of a tits guy than an ass guy. And so the AeroVenus Max has a much bigger butt and also much longer legs. The legs kind of go on forever, pretty much like right to the knees. So this torso is much bigger. It's much bigger, especially, you know, in the thighs and the butt. It's 20 pounds more. It's 70 pounds altogether. It's pretty heavy. So, but this is the body she comes with. It's fine. There's nothing wrong with it. I prefer the Hot Kitty Aria torso, but this is the one she comes with. And to show you the color difference, if I zoom in to where her head and her neck meet, there is a slight discoloration, like the colors don't match exactly. Just like the Hot Kitty Aria torso. So I wouldn't worry about it. You can't really even tell, you know, from a distance. But for those of you who are like a stickler for details, it is what it is. But yeah, so Rico looks great, obviously. We're going to focus more on the head for this review since, again, the AeroVenus Max series is the exact same body for Kelly. So Kelly, Rico, all the AeroVenus Max dolls all use the same body. I don't need to review the body over and over again, but it is a really good body. I just wanted to show you, because we're going to focus on the head now, but I wanted to show you what it looks like on the body so that you know. But if you want a more in-depth review of the body, check out my Kelly review where I, you know, did the whole jiggle test and spank test and all that stuff. And you see all the angles. But, you know, long story short, Air Venus is amazing. Everything they do is great. The few problems I had with them early on, they've resolved. I have no problems with any of their products. They've gotten even better with time. Very impressed, especially with their latest offerings. So that's all I have to say. This is what Rico looks like with the Air Venus Max body. And now you know. So here is, here's the Rico head. Now, I didn't put the Follow Me eyes into Rico. These are the eyes she comes with. If you saw my Kelly review, I did replace the eyes that came with the doll with Follow Me eyes from the dollhouse, but I'm not going to do that for this one. Just like with Celestina 2.0 / Kelly, she has the openable mouth, which also affects her expressiveness. So right now, this is like her neutral kind of face. Her mouth is slightly open, perfect for kissing and so forth. Her eyes are somewhat neutral. If I close her mouth, all right, sorry, I had to cut away. These gloves make it too hard for me to get grip on the head. The jaw does not move easily. You really have to force it open and closed. So I couldn't do that with the gloves on because they were too slippery. But anyway, so with her mouth closed, notice her eyes are also more squinty. She's got more of a squinty look. Like I noticed with the Kelly doll, it looked like she was judging me. I don't think the Rico head is judging me per se, but you could see it's got a different expression, right? So when the mouth is open, the eyes also widen. Like, let me show you with the mouth fully open. All right, so here's Rico with her mouth fully open. You could tell she's surprised. We're all surprised. But what's really cool about these heads, and I mentioned this with the Kelly review, because the Kelly head had the same thing. Because the mouth and the eyes are linked, when you open the mouth, the eyes widen, and when you close the mouth, the eyes kind of narrow. It makes the doll so much more expressive. Like, look at this. That is so expressive. So she's like surprised and shocked. You can close it with a more neutral type of thing, or you can kind of have it half open for a more natural kind of look. So I'm going to close her mouth a bit just to make it look more natural. Okay, we're back. Sorry about that. Anyway, so there really isn't that much to say that I didn't already say with the Kelly head, except Rico, they sent me one with the implanted hair. With the Kelly head, it didn't have implanted hair. It had like, it was bald and you have to put a wig on it, which I'm totally used to. Implanted hair is actually kind of expensive. I wasn't expecting them to spring for it, but they did. So the implanted hair means you don't have to worry about the hair slipping off, which does happen with wigs, especially if you start getting rough with the doll, the wig might fall off, which might, you know, break the illusion. It might snap you out of, you know, the suspension of disbelief. The downside of the hair like this is you can't adjust the style without doing something with the hair. Like, for example, the hair for Rico is actually really long. I have it in kind of a messy bun, right? So here's the rest of her hair. It's down here. I have it just kind of done up in a messy bun just to get it out of the way. So, because her hair is actually really long, which is fine. I don't want to cut it or anything, but just be aware. And also, it's, you know, these, see these hairs going everywhere? With a wig, you can slide your thumb under the wig and just kind of move your thumb to the side and it catches all these hairs. But since I can't do that, since the hair is implanted, all these stray hairs can get everywhere. It's like sand in Star Wars. They get everywhere. So the implanted hair is a mixed blessing. I actually think it looks really good and it really increases the realism. But, you know, to each their own. It is expensive. It's not free to get the implanted hair upgrade because it has to be, it's done by hand. Somebody has to, like, hand puncture these doll heads and put the hair in. So just be aware. Also, I mentioned this with the bodies. The bodies that Air Venus sells that don't normally come with a head, if you get the hanging hook storage system, they will put the bolt threading into the body, which will allow it to be compatible with the head. Assuming it's life size, it will be compatible with these heads. So anyway, as far as the head goes, it's completely lifelike. Like, this by itself isn't really a sex toy. I mean, you can kiss her. You could put your dick in there. It does, like, there is room, right? And also, other dolls I've reviewed, the mouth, for whatever reason, I get why. So in some other dolls I've reviewed, when you go into the mouth, it hooks up into the brain because obviously the head screws onto the body. So the there is no throat that goes down into the body because the head screws on. So the throat rather goes up into the brain, which is kind of weird. This doll is actually more anatomically correct. So here's the thing. A girl's mouth isn't big enough to take your whole dick in. You know, you're going to be going down her throat and you're going to gag her, that sort of thing. And the same is true with these dolls. The dolls have a more anatomically correct mouth cavity. So rather than it hooking into the brain or down into the non-existent esophagus, it just kind of terminates, which is fine. It's like, personally, to each their own, obviously, I don't like putting my dick in doll heads because I usually like to give them kisses and I don't want to put my dick in it and then kiss them and then feel and taste my penis on their mouth. That's weird and gross and kind of gay. So I'm not down for that. No judgment if you're into that sort of thing, but a little bit of judgment. All right. Anyway, the thing is because the jaw moves, the head is very soft, but not too soft. Like, it's not squishy, but here, let me show you. Like, if I squish her nose, right, it moves like a real nose. It feels so real. The cheek squish, I can show you her teeth. Look at those teeth. You know, everything is perfect. Her teeth look perfect. I've reviewed the first AeroVenus head that they sent me was one of the hard heads. I highly, highly, highly recommend springing for the ROS head rather than getting the hard head. The hard heads, they're exactly what you see on the tin. They're very hard. The lips and the mouth don't open. The nose, everything is very, very hard. You can almost knock on it. These actually feel real. The nose feels like a real nose. The cheeks feel like real cheeks. The lips feel like real lips. Everything feels great. Everything just looks perfect. This looks like a very high-end head. This is like, if you're familiar, there's a brand called Gynoid, and it's a very expensive upscale brand. This reminds me of their flagship doll in terms of quality and realism. Because the thing is you're going to spend $2,000 on a more entry-level doll. It's not going to look super realistic. It's going to be okay, but it's not going to be like the best. If you want to get like high realism, you're probably going to be spending close to $5,000 to $6,000. She doesn't look Asian to me. It says she's Japanese on the website, but I'm not seeing Japanese. I mean, does this look Japanese to you? She looks white, which is fine. I'm not against that, you know. I'm nothing against that. But she doesn't look Asian enough. She just looks like I don't know. I mean, maybe she's half Japanese. She's a hafu. I don't know. But the website says Japanese. I'm not seeing Japanese. I'm just seeing white. But maybe it's me. Maybe it's me. Does this look Japanese to you? I don't know. I mean, it's fine. If it's your cup of tea, it's your cup of tea. I guess I prefer the Kelly head in terms of like what she looks like. But look, she is a cutie. Let's not deny it. You know, Riko is a cutie. She's even got a little freckle on her nose. These are all hand painted, by the way. So the little freckle on her nose, she's got one by her eye. I guess they're kind of unique. I do really like this head. Very well done. Extremely cute. Just, you know, she's not as cute as Celestina, in my opinion. I am biased. I am one waifu for laifu. But this is a great head. It's super realistic. Honestly, the thing is when it comes to the AeroVenus line, the quality is consistent. No matter what you're getting, you're going to get excellent quality. So really just matters is get the product that matches your tastes. So if you like this Japanese Riko head, then get Riko. if you want them to look a little bit more Chinese, Kelly, I guess, is like their Chinese brand. You know, whatever kind of girl you're into, it doesn't really matter. Again, they all have the same body, and they're all compatible with whatever body you're into. So get whatever you want. It doesn't really matter. Whatever you're into is whatever you're into. I really appreciate the sewn-in head. Like, just, you can see that that all has to be hand sewn in. It's not cheap either. But I appreciate that they sprang for it. And the eyebrows are also sewn in. So yeah, this is extremely well made. The fact that, okay, the whole doll, the head, the body, the whole thing is $1,300, which is crazy. That's the same price as like a TPE torso doll. A much inferior quality. This sort of quality, this sort of detail and realism, you would expect to pay two or three times as much. Now, if you just want the head, let's say you already bought an AeroVenus Max doll like I have, and you just want a second head. You can buy the head separately for $550. So for $550, you can get a secondary head to use with your body, and it'll be fine. Because again, they're all compatible. You could get multiple bodies, one for each head, or you could just get multiple heads and you could swap them out. And there you go. You could still have like your little harem, but with like just, you know, $550 is a lot less than $1,300. Unless you want to get multiple bodies, it's fine. But obviously, like, heads are much easier to store. You can display them. You could reenact that scene from Return to Oz with like the queen with all the heads. If you haven't seen Return to Oz, it's kind of scary, but, you know, it's the lesser known sequel to Wizard of Oz. Anyway, I don't have much else to say about Rico. This is just another example of AeroVenus's excellent quality. Like, I really can't communicate how real this looks, and I love the way the mouth opens and the doll head can be much more expressive. Obviously, it's not a robot. Like, once we have robots and the eyes and the mouth can move independently, then that'll be even more amazing. But as far as just a doll that is not a robot, the fact that you can make the doll so expressive by opening and closing the mouth and widening the eyes is really cool. I love the realism. I love the sewn-in hair. I love the realism of the mouth. It's just all around an amazing product. And I wouldn't, if you asked me how much this cost, I would not say $550 for the head and $1,300 for the whole doll. I would say at least $3,000-$4,000. You know, at least $4,000. So the fact that they're selling this for $1,300 or these heads for $550, which is the same price that you would pay for a TPE torso head, it's just amazing. So well done, AeroVenus. They make excellent stuff. Honestly, just go to the website, see if any of the dolls, you know, look good to you. If they look good to you, don't hesitate, because the quality is amazing. I can't think of a better value for your money. Like, are there dolls that are more realistic or higher quality? Sure, there are some extremely high-end dolls that I've seen, like MRL Doll, which is a Japanese company. They're even more realistic than AeroVenus, but they cost a lot more. A lot more. So I've never seen a doll this realistic, this detailed, this high quality for this price. I have talked to, you know, some of the people who work there, and apparently the secret is they own the whole supply chain. So they have vertical integration. They've cut out the middlemen. They are keeping their costs low. They're doing an amazing job. Very well done. Anyway, that's really all I have to say about Rico. Get it. Get everything you see at the AeroVenus website, assuming that, you know, it's your thing. If you see a head or you see a doll that looks good to you, trust in the quality of AeroVenus and you won't be disappointed. Use my URL so that, you know, like, so that AeroVenus knows that I sent you and I get credit for it. But other than that, you automatically get 15% if you use my URL. So it's a good deal. Excellent. Honestly, it's an amazing deal, because these dolls are already extremely well made, very fairly, better than fairly priced, and you're saving an additional 15%. So you really can't go wrong. So anyway, so that's really all I have to say. Thank you, AeroVenus, for sending me this Rico head. I do appreciate it. I do appreciate all of the products that you sent me, and I'm proud to be partnering with you, and I love your products, both figuratively and literally. So anyway, that's all I have to say. Thank you very much for watching. This is Turd Flinging Monkey, and I'll see you next time.